football on off the ball.
Toby, I'm just a bit standoffish, to be honest, and I just said that to the lads in the dressing room. We're getting too much respect. And for me, on a football pitch, when you give teams too much respect, it's a fear. Yeah, didn't like it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Newcastle reject a formal offer from Liverpool for Alexander Isak. We get reaction from Estonia, where St. Pat's battle back to book themselves a date with Turkish giants Besiktas. And Stephen Bradley believes that his Shamrock Rovers squad is one of the best ever. But first today, Newcastle rejected a bid from Liverpool for Alexander Isak. The Sweden international wants to leave Newcastle this summer and has been training at his former club Real Sociedad, while Eddie Howe's squad are in Asia for their pre-season tour. Liverpool had previously made an informal approach to Newcastle and expressed an interest in doing a deal in the region of £120 million. It's been reported the offer was £120 million plus add-ons, but now Newcastle want closer to £150 million. They'd also want a replacement before they even consider letting Isak leave. Newcastle have tried to get the 25-year-old tied down to a new contract, which would include a release clause next summer, but it's believed that Isak still wants to leave, so another bid is expected from Liverpool. Now to events last night in Tallinn, and St. Pat's came from behind to knock out Nama Kalju and book a tie with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Besiktas in the third qualifying round of the Conference League. The Estonians went 2-0 up in the night and were 2-1 up in aggregate in injury time before captain Joe Redmond equalised to force extra time. Jake Mulroney scored from across 3 minutes into the first period of extra time. Stephen Kenny's side held on in the torrential rain in Tallinn to advance. And speaking to their in-house media team, Kenny said he was delighted to get through a difficult situation.
Yeah, we're delighted to get to win, really. I think all of the European games away from home are always tough. We found ourselves in a difficult situation, obviously, having conceded two and found ourselves 2-0 down. So to come back and win the tie 3-2 was a brilliant effort. And credit to the players for their resilience and the determination to get back in the game and the ability to keep going. And we've shown that with late goals in three of the European games. So thankfully, we found one tonight and another in extra time.
Captain Joe Redmond says it was a crazy night.
Yeah, a bit of a mad evening, to be honest. We knew we were going to come out to a difficult game, and that's what happened. We ended up being 2-0 down, but we showed great fight and we kept knocking on the door and we got two important goals. So yeah, now we're all buzzing in there, and now we'll be looking towards the next leg. But the game itself was crazy, the weather and everything in extra time, but now we dug in and to a man, I thought we were excellent.
Mulroney played a pivotal part in both goals. He said it was a very tricky tie.
Tough. I think it was a tricky tie over here. I think we knew they were going to be a bit different than they were at home. And I'm just delighted to get the job done.
Pats will travel south to take on Waterford on Sunday before a home leg against Besiktas in Dublin next week. The Turkish giants were beaten 2-0 by Shakhtar Donetsk in the Europa League qualifiers last night. That tie finished 6-2 on aggregate. Shamrock Rovers' hard work was done in the first leg of their Conference League clash with St. Joseph's after a 4-0 win in Gibraltar last week. The two sides drew 0-0 in Tala last night. Rovers will play Balkany of Kosovo next week. Attention now turns to Sunday's crucial game with Derry City. And Rovers boss Stephen Bradley told Off the Ball's Nathan Murphy he feels the Rovers squad he has now is one of the best they've ever had.
I don't know. Regarding the league, that's not my argument or my discussion to have. Regarding here, it's definitely up there with the strongest we've had. But I think sometimes people think we just walked into this team or walked into being able to sign players. We've had to work extremely hard throughout the years of selling players and being successful. And we've been very good on both fronts, and that allows you to reinvest. And thankfully the club back our decisions and want to help us get better in every way. But I think that should be a positive. I think everyone should look at that as a place where they want to go, and everyone should want the best for their team and their club. So I think, like I said, we're trying to take the league forward on off the pitch. Having strong teams and strong squads is part of it. Liverpool going to win the league last year. They've gone and spent over 100 and something million, and it looks like they're not finished. You have to keep wanting to be better. It's a different scale, but we're no different. We want to be better. And And I think with that, you raise standards and people have to go with you. You take everything with you. And as a result, the league as a whole goes up a level or two. And I think that's what we all want.
And speaking on Friday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper Barry Murphy said that any time an Irish club wins comfortably in Europe is a good night.
You kind of feared that going into last night. 4-0 up away from home and really comprehensive performance as well. And going into last night, even St. Joseph's, they only brought 17 players over, kind of written the game off, kind of saved on expenses. Three of those were goalkeepers as well. So they kind of thought to themselves, listen, we'll save a few quid going into this game. But listen, Shamrock Rovers went over and did a really good job over there, 4-0 up in the first leg, and it's not that often European side or an Irish side in Europe can do that. Came home last night, gave a couple of young lads, Keane Barrett, Graham Barrett's son, a run out, Corey O'Sullivan in as well, mixed a few players around. So all in all, a good couple of weeks for Shamrock Rovers in Europe.
This Sunday, Derry City will travel to the capital, 8 points behind leaders Rovers with 11 games to play. Derry have signed former Morecambe midfielder Jamie Stott ahead of the game as they look to kick on in the business part of the season. Manager Tiernan Lynch says he's delighted to add a player of his quality to their side.
Yeah, we've been obviously looking at strengthening since, as you said, since Hulte went back. And it's not easy to get centre-backs that have the experience that Jamie has and left-footed. And also, one of the biggest probably things that attracted me to Jamie was his willingness and his eagerness to come across to Derry. We had a conversation on the phone initially, and as he was leaving the conversation, he says, can you please make sure this happens? And I think that was enough for me. Again, he played 48 games last year in League One. He's a lad that he's big, he's strong, he's aggressive, he likes to play, he's a good communicator. So we're delighted to add him into what we're doing.
Tonight in the League of Ireland, Bohemians host Drogheda United at Daly Mount Park. It's our live commentary game. Drogheda have played just one match in the last month after being kicked out of the Conference League, when that match saw them beat Crumlin United in the FAI Cup. Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty told Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron that watching the other Irish sides in Europe is driving them on to get back into Europe next season.
Yeah, it's certainly something we've mentioned. There's only really one way to get over that, it's to do it again. But look, again, it's all we've been probably had been talking about for before the break. Not the break, it's the enforced break. Was that, but we do have to go. But it's certainly something that we have spoken about, like, you know, you said it yourself, there's only really one way to get over that, is to try and do it again. And there's two avenues to that, and one's the league and one's the cup. So on both fronts, we're trying our best on that. Look, we've still a long way to go in the season. We've been very happy with how the season has gone so far. But as you say, you would like to, obviously what was taken away from us this year, you'd certainly like to make over it as quick as possible. But again, we know it's going to be very, very tough. There's some really, really excellent teams in this league. There's some teams on really good runs as well. Obviously, you say the teams in Europe and the fixtures will be changed and all that type of stuff. So we'll see over the next couple of months where we all are. But as I said, I'm only repeating myself, but very, very happy with how our season's gone so far.
Bohemians have lost one of their last nine and could go within 4 points of Shamrock Rovers if they win tonight. However, Drogheda have beaten Bows twice so far this season. Both 1-0 wins. The last one was settled by Douglas James Taylor, now of Bows. Their manager, Alan Reynolds, told Off the Ball's David Wilson, tonight's clash is huge and a great chance to kick on at the business end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's a huge game. But any game now with 11 to go, I think it is massive, you know, because teams are putting runs, you know, look at Sligo now in great form and that. So it is important, but I have to, you know, draw a really good team, and we found it difficult against them, and we expect a tough night.
Yeah, I suppose watching a couple of the Irish sides in European action this last couple of weeks, is that something that kind of motivates you to get there for next season?
Yeah, look, it's not something we've spoken about, but I'm sure the players and the staff have watched it. You know, obviously you support your own when they're playing in Europe, so it is something we'd love to be part of and love to be playing. Obviously, we're jealous of that, but it's not something we've spoke about. You know, we have our own targets.
You can tune in on the radio on News Talk or on the Go Loud app live from 7 o'clock to hear live commentary with Stephen Doyle and Richie Towle. There'll also be a chance to voice your opinion on tonight's proceedings, as Cameron Hill will be in the hot seat for League of Ireland late night on X Spaces from 10 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Cork City house Galway United at Turner's Cross. Cork have been dealt a massive blow in their hopes to stay in the league. Cathal O'Sullivan suffered an ACL injury, which will keep him out for a considerable amount of time. And on this week's LOI pod with Nathan Murphy, Vinnie Perth and Gareth McGlynn, the topic of Cork's season becoming a whole lot gloomier was discussed.
Cork City, dear God, talk about raining, pouring. It's like a bloody tsunami coming towards them, it feels like, at the moment when they lose the Sligo Rovers. It looks as though they are absolutely doomed now to relegation. They're 11 points behind Sligo. Sligo are very much looking above them now. Sligo are the form team in the league. They've won three of their last five and beaten in those five games. Cork host Galway United tomorrow night. And, you know, even if they win that and maybe you try and bring Galway United back into it, they're still 11 points behind. Then they come out of that game against Sligo to the news that Cathal O'Sullivan has ruptured his ACL. And, you know, it's a personal sporting tragedy for him with what awaited over the next 12 months and potentially a move to a Premier League club. You have all sorts of issues going on in terms of the transfers, Mbeng going to Shelburne, Dyche Steele going to St Mirren now rather than the end of the season. What can Jaron Nash do in this situation, Vinny? And is Jaron Nash now, a couple of months into this appointment, was he the right appointment considering the type of job? He's clearly, you know, very highly regarded as a football coach, but managing a team in this level of strife and crisis requires a different type of personality.
Harsh, but I sort of have said it for a number of weeks in a diplomatic way. They've hired people that their manager and assistant manager haven't had first team experience. They've had big clubs, and obviously their assistant manager has played at really high level, and we all really highly regard them. But the solution to their problem was a League of Ireland. It needed to be a League of Ireland solution. They haven't done that. They're still playing. I mean, I've said it numerous occasions, they're still playing an academy way because they're being coached by two people who are in their football experience is academy football. There was a League of Ireland solution, had to be. They could have easily found one, and they went this direction and they've made an ultimate mistake. And they've gone from being under Tim Clancy very competitive week in, week out, losing, yeah, by the odd goal, but not making the errors they're making over the last couple of weeks.
Now, to hear more of our in-depth League of Ireland coverage, just search the LOI pod wherever you get your podcasts, or you can get it on YouTube as well. You can tune in for free each and every week to all of our LOI content. Meanwhile, Galway United will be hoping for a positive result to keep them clear of Sligo Rovers. Well, John Caulfield's side have a 14-point advantage over his former club, Cork City, with just 11 games to play. Galway haven't had an away win in the league since mid-April. Their last win came on the 20th of June, which was at home to St Pat's. In the First Division, league leaders Dundalk are in Dublin to take on 4th place UCD. 2nd place Cove Ramblers, who are 6 points off Dundalk, take on Longford Town at St Colman's Park. 3rd place Bray Wanderers are at home to 5th place Treaty United. Finn Harps make the long trip south to take on Wexford. And there's also a meeting of the bottom two with Kerry at home to Athlone Town. All those games tonight that I mentioned kick off at 7:45. Linfield are into the third round of the Conference League. They qualified with a 2-0 win over Zalgiris. It was nil all in the first leg in Lithuania last week. Linfield will face Víkingur Gøta of the Faroes in the third qualifying round. Larne also reached the next round thanks to a 5-4 win on penalties over FC Pristina. They'll play Portuguese side Santa Clara. Heartbreak though for 10-man Dungannon Swifts, who lost to FC Vaduz 3-1 on aggregate. Ireland international Troy Parrott scored 2 goals for AZ Alkmaar, who hammered Finnish side Ilves 5-0. They'll play the team that beat Dungannon FC Vaduz next week. Lucas Paquetá won't face any punishment for alleged breaches of the English FA's betting rules. An independent regulatory commission found the charges against the West Ham midfielder couldn't be proven. The Brazil international, who denied all charges against him, was facing a potential life ban from football if found guilty. However, the commission found the most serious charges of spot fixing couldn't be proven following the hearing. The commission did find that 2 further rule breaches effectively relating to Paquetá's cooperation with the FA's investigation could be proven, and will decide on an appropriate sanction for these breaches at the earliest opportunity. Pacquiao was accused of deliberately getting booked in four Premier League matches between November 2022 and August 23. Those four bookings came in games against Leicester, Aston Villa, Leeds and Bournemouth. Tottenham have agreed a loan deal with Bayern Munich for midfielder João Palhinha. The Portugal international will sign on loan for the season. There's an option to buy next summer for €25 million. Spurs teenager Mikey Moore has joined Rangers on loan for the season. Victor Osimhen has joined Galatasaray in a permanent move from Napoli. The 26-year-old spent last season on loan with the Turkish champions. He joined in September 2024 and scored 37 goals in 41 games to help them retain their league title. Osimhen's agreed a four-year deal and the fee is in the region of €75 million. Marseille have completed the signing of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang on a free transfer. The former Arsenal and Chelsea striker terminated his contract with Saudi Pro League club Al-Qadsiyah earlier this month, so he was able to join another club as a free agent, and it'll be Aubameyang's second spell with Marseille. He scored 30 goals in 51 games across all competitions with them in the 23-24 season. And Sunderland have brought in another new signing on their return to the Premier League. Goalkeeper Robin Roofs has completed his move from NEC Nijmegen in the deal that could rise to £11.5 million, and he has agreed a five-year contract. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and we'll be back with more next week.